present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Jack D.
Hello, and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue. You join us this week in historic Cambridge. Recognised as the best university in the world in the Times World University rankings for the past decade, Oxford is a mere 66 miles away. Telegenic, Cambridge served as the backdrop for the film Chariots of Fire. The film recounts the story of the devoutly religious athlete Eric Liddell, who famously refused to run on Sundays, a brave stance that went on to inspire Great Anglian's weekend train schedule. In 2017, Cambridge University introduced a poetry course devoted to the lyrics of Bob Dylan. Last year, the course made the news after it was revealed one student cheated in his Dylan exam by surreptitiously checking the blowing wind for the answers. The longest overdue book in the world was borrowed from the library of Cambridge's Sidney Sussex College in 1668, only to be returned in 1956, 288 years overdue. No fine was issued and the book was put back into circulation. So head to the Sidney Sussex Library if you too want to borrow Mary Berry's The Joy of Baking. Many Cambridge colleges have idiosyncratic customs with ancient origins. For example, Gonville and Caius has a ceremonial green man who appears at formal occasions. The green man was long thought to have magical powers. According to medieval folklore, if a maiden stares for long enough into the eyes of the green man, her breasts will grow bigger. The annual boat race between Oxford and Cambridge dates back to 1829. This year's race, won by Cambridge, was marred by controversy when a rower in the Cambridge crew tested positive for being British. And talking about anachronistic contest no one really cares about, let's meet the teams. On my left, please welcome Miles Jupp and Lucy Porter. Tony Hawks and Henning Vane. And taking her place at the desk next to me to enjoy an evening of scoring, please welcome the ever delightful Samantha. Well, we begin this week with a round that's all about film. Hollywood loves a remake, but with cutbacks throughout the industry, classic films have been remade on a budget, and the titles reflect this. Recent cut-price remakes include Das Car Boot, Easy Sue Rider, and, of course, In Greggs with Madonna. Anyway, teams, I'd like you please to suggest cutback films that would be ruined if one letter were to go missing from their titles. You can start this one, please. Miles.
Seeping Beauty.
Lucy.
Petty Woman.
Henning.
All Quit on the Western Front.
And Tony.
The Last Temptation of Chris.
Dude, Here's My Car.
Oh, bother. Where art thou?
Bridge of Pies.
Love, Tory.
Canal Knowledge.
Apocalypse, No.
Maybe for Cambridge, Zorba the Geek.
The Keanu Reeves film, Peed.
Casino Royale.
Lice in Wonderland.
Puss in Boots.
You can remove the letter yourselves on this one. The Count of Monte Cristo.
Well, it's time for a musical round now, as I ask the teams to sing one song to the tune of another. And providing piano accompaniment, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us that after months of being unsigned, he's now attached to a label. Mrs. Sell says it's a huge relief as she no longer worries about him getting lost in Sainsbury's. OK, we'll start with you, Miles Jupp. I'd like you to sing the words of Single Ladies by Beyoncé to the tune of My Way.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, all the single ladies, now put your hands up in the club. We just broke up, I'm doing my own little thing. You decided to dip, and now you want a trip, 'cause another brother noticed me, I'm up on. My tears for 3 good years. You can't be mad, because if you like it, you should have put rain on it.
And that's why Miles wears tights under his trousers. OK, you next, Lucy Porter. I'd like you to sing the words of the theme from 1960s TV series Batman to the tune of Hernando's Hideaway.
Batman!
When you listen to the lyrics, you realise how brilliant that is. OK, your turn. Tony Hawks, I'd like you to sing the words of The Message by Grandmaster Flash to the tune I Whistle a Happy Tune from The King and I.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under. Broken glass everywhere. People pissing on the stairs, you know they just don't care. Can't take the smell, can't take the noise, got no money to move out. I guess I got no choice. Rats in the front room, roaches in the back, junkies in the alley with a baseball bat. I tried to get away, but I couldn't get far, 'cause a man with a tow truck repossessed my car. Don't push me, 'cause I'm close to the edge.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, Henning Vane, I'd like you to sing the words of Roberta Flack's Lovely, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face, to the tune of the German national anthem.
The first time ever I saw your face, I saw the sun rose in your eyes. Colin. And the moon and stars were the gifts you gave to the... That is easier when you don't interfere.
To the dark and the endless sky. My love to the dark and the endless skies. And the first time ever I kissed your mouth, I felt the earth move in my hand, like the trembling heart of a captive bird. And I knew a joy could fill the earth and last till the end of time, my love, till the end.
I don't think anyone's expecting that. I've actually just had a message from East Berlin. They want the wall put back up. And the next round is all about the skilled art of writing. Only the other day, I popped into my local bookshop and asked if they had a book called The History of Preparation H. The assistant said, "That's been on my pile for weeks." I said, "Oh, too much information." OK, the teams will now take it in turns to improvise some written correspondence with two players providing one word each at a time. And the subject of your correspondence today will be an issue of concern to the good people of Cambridge. So, audience, can I have suggestions, please, of any causes of complaint that have been troubling the local community? Maybe. Potholes is what I'm getting. A lot of potholes, OK. Who was first to shout potholes out? Who said? What was your name, madam?
Anne-Marie.
Anne-Marie, OK. So, Tony and Henning, I'd like you to start by composing a letter of complaint from Anne-Marie to Cambridge City Council, and then Miles and Lucy will come up with a reply and so on. So, please, off you go, Tony and Henning.
Dear
Cambridge
City
Council,
what
are
you
playing
at?
There's
so
many
holes
on
my
street.
That
is
embarrassing.
Things
aren't
what
they
used
to
be.
In
retrospect,
you
should
learn
your
language.
And
use
proper
nouns
and
verbs
and
adjectives
and
pronouns.
Indeed.
So
that
you
know
how
to
fill
them
up.
Therefore,
tomorrow
is
my
appointment
with
my
doctor,
and
he
expects
me
to
have
a
large
check
for
him.
Please
sort
it
out.
Very
sharpish.
Goodbye.
Dear
whatever
your
name
is,
we
love
you.
You
make
us
feel
special.
Down.
There. Concern
is
your
potholes.
We
don't
have
any
money
or
tools
or
materials
or
motivation.
Therefore,
you
may
just
as
well
do
it
yourself. That
this
message
helps
because
we
have
nothing
left
to
live
for.
Goodbye.
From?
Cambridge.
City.
Council.
OK, well, on to the next round, and listeners may be aware of the popular TV show Last One Laughing, in which comedians try to make each other laugh. And this next round is identical in every way, except for the glamorous set, the big-name talents, the popularity, and the fact that it's just me that the comedians have to force a laugh from. OK, teams, your task is to call out titles of popular songs, while mine is simply to say the words, in my pants, immediately after each song title, without showing any audible sign of amusement. And you lot should know what that looks like. So off you go, please. Tony.
It started with a kiss.
In my pants. Henning.
I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts.
In my pants. Lucy.
What a wonderful world.
In my pants. Miles.
Place your hands.
In my pants.
Goodness gracious, great balls of fire.
In my pants.
You've got to fight for your right to party.
In my pants.
Girls just want to have fun.
In my pants.
Misshapes.
In my pants.
Mama told me not to come.
In my pants.
I'm only happy when it rains.
In my pants.
Bad blood.
In my pants.
Shaft.
Oh, that's a stupid game. Well, it's now time for a round that's all about the world of broadcasting, which seems to announce a new programme commission daily. For example, Channel 5 recently launched a fly-on-the-wall medical documentary series following farm workers who've ended up in casualty. It's called 24 Hours in A&EIEIO. Now, the people whose job it is to come up with ideas for radio and TV shows can be remarkably lazy with their programme titles, so I'll ask the teams to assume the role of continuity announcers, introducing examples of programmes where the content has been contrived to suit what someone thought would make a clever title. You can start this, Miles.
At 4 o'clock this afternoon, the heartwarming tale of a puppet who longed to be an ordinary boy and whose wish was granted. That's Andy Pandy Mountbatten Windsor.
Henning.
Celebrities try to guess who's behind the disguise, knowing only that the reveal won't be easy on the eyes. That's the Masked Minger. Next.
Tony.
A rare chance to see a forgotten series from the 60s in which Arthur Lowe plays a family man who undergoes a sex change. At 6:30, don't miss Dad's Amy.
And Lucy.
Later on CBBC, the return of the Beatrix Potter favourite about a kindly hedgehog who offers free manual relief to her many woodland visitors. That's the tale of Mrs. Tuggywinkle. Later. I'm so sorry.
Later on BBC4, Dr. Jacob Bronowski teams up with a team of odour historians to ponder the changing olfactory nature of human flatulence over the course of the past 400,000 years. That's the arse scent of man. Later on BBC Four.
On BBC Two at 8 o'clock, David Jason's up to more creepy capers at the funeral parlour in Only Ghouls and Hearses.
And now on BBC Two, a rerun of the classic costume drama about a young woman whose struggles to fulfil her romantic destiny lead to a period of stress incontinence in early spring. That's Piddle March. No, on BBC Two.
Streaming currently on iPlayer, classic 80s drama in which a group of unemployed men from Liverpool come to terms with their recent surgical castration. That's The Boys Who Now Lack Stuff.
Next up on Al Jazeera, we follow a band of ISIS extremists who've taken to wearing flamboyant 1950s teddy boy jackets alongside their traditional black military fatigues and balaclavas. That's Jihadi Wadi.
Next up on Al Jazeera.
Well, the next game is a musical one entitled Song Stoppers. In this round, panellists from each team will take it in turn to sing the opening line to a series of well-known songs, and it's the job of their teammate to answer each opening line in a manner likely to end the song altogether. And at the piano, we have Colin Sell. Incidentally, Colin tells us the high point of his career was probably that number two in Japan. It was his first time on one of their robot toilets. So you can go first, Miles and Lucy. Can we have your medley of first lines now, please?
Dealers keep dealing, thieves keep thieving, whores keep whoring, junkies keep scoring, traders on the meat rack, strip joints full of hunchbacks, bitches keep a-bitching, clap just keeps itching.
That was Ben Brown, BBC News, Peterborough. Is it a kind of dream floating out on the tide?
No, it's another unauthorised sewage discharge.
One, two, three, one, two, three, drink. One, two, three, one, two, three, drink. One, two, three, one, two, three, drink. Throw 'em back till I lose count. I'm gonna swing from the chandelier, from the chandelier.
I'm afraid we're going to have to revoke your National Trust membership, sir.
Well, it's a marvellous night for a moon dance.
Trousers up, please, Miles. Kelly, can you handle this? Michelle, can you handle this? Beyonce, can you handle this?
Could you please stop passing me around? I just want to speak to the complaints department.
Your sex is on fire.
Yep, hence the yogurt. In sleep he sang to me. In dreams he came.
Best put these sheets on a hot wash, I think.
Right, your turn now, Tony and Henning. We can now have your first line medley, please.
I was born with a smile on my face. The whole of my life's been a pantomime.
Oh, no, it hasn't. I'm nothing special. In fact, I'm a bit of a bore. If I tell a joke, you've probably heard it before.
Well, you're on the right show then.
Do that to me one more time. Once is never enough from a man like you.
That's very kind, Tony, but we only need to make a single prostate check. Dum, dum, dum. Dum de doo. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Just breathe into the bag, sir.
What's new, pussycat?
I've just pissed in your slippers. He's a real nowhere man, sitting in his nowhere land, making all his nowhere plans for nobody.
And that was a party political broadcast on behalf of the Labour Party. In Brazil, they have a samba with a simple melody. Just one single note is sounded and repeated constantly.
And yet, somehow, it's still too much for you, Henny. Got myself a walking, talking, sleeping, walking, living doll.
I know, I heard you inflated. What would you do if I sang out of tune?
What do you mean by if?
And so, ladies and gentlemen, as the turmeric rich tandoori ticker of time splashes over the spotless shirt of serenity before the disgruntled diner of destiny trips off to Tesco for the Tide Ultra Oxy of eternity, I notice it's the end of the show. So from the team, Samantha, and our audience here in Cambridge, it's goodbye. Goodbye.
Miles Jupp, Lucy Porter, Henning Bay and Tony Hawks have been given silly things to do by Jack D, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was devised by Graham Garden, the script consultants were Fraser Steele and Stephen Dick, and the producer was John Naismith.